Hi, this is John McMullen, welcoming you to episode 3 of The John Mack Show. Today I'm going to talk about a poetry reading that I was able to do last Saturday down in the mother neighborhood, Inwood, New York City, in front and inside of Dichter's Drugs. Now, Manny Ramirez owns Dichter's Drugs, but Dichter's has been in business since before I was born. And since Manny's taken it over, he's brought it back to an old-style pharmacy where he has a soda fountain with ice cream and with coffee and with cake. And he also has opened it up to community things. So we started off on the street. Then it got too hot, and about 25 of us went into the store where he made space for us. And the person who organized it and really led it was the young fellow, probably mid-30s, Holden Contreras, maybe a little older. And he was terrific. He didn't read. He spoke. He's a street poet to the extent that he memorizes his work, and then he goes to various places and he performs. Then he and his son, also Holden Jr., are both performers. The son is 16, and they're both performing next month in the national competition in Chicago. And I wish them well, because they're very good. Now, their poems were well-delivered, but were full of anger. Anger against bigotry. Bigotry against blacks and Hispanics and American Indians. Now, they were positive in ending, speaking of the way things should be, but they were in-your-face, tough poems. And this is what slam poetry is all about. My poetry, on the other hand, it was written about Inwood in the 1950s and 60s, my generation. And it was more about what went on in Inwood and the bars mainly, because and activities focused around Good Shepherd Church, because that was what we did. Inwood at that time had more bars than any in New York City. It was so known for its drinking that Walter Winchell called it Ginwood. And Jim Casey, who's been a friend of mine so long that neither of us know when we met, we know it was below the age of 8, read high-level poems. He had a beautiful poem about the miners being rescued from that mine in South America a few years ago, after months of confinement. Almost a spiritual rebirth for the country and certainly for those people. And it was a very nice time, and I compliment Manny Ramirez for organizing it and Holden for leading it. And we will do it again on the fourth Saturday in September, which is after the two Holdens will be back from their competition. So I hope to see many people there. And until the next time, in the words of Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding, the great Bob and Ray, write if you get work, then hang by your thumbs. See ya.